building relationships, Father, and also just building our roots deep within you, Father God. And Lord, as this message comes across, Father, we just ask, Lord, that it'll be straight from you, Father God. And Lord, that it will be planted within the hearts that needs to be planted, and it'll grow deep within those hearts, Lord. And we just ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning again. So, you guys sound tired. It's not that cold. So, I've been going through Hosea for quite a while, and we're going to be looking at Hosea 6, 3 to 6. So, if you guys want to go there so long, and then, we're going to start going through a little bit on those verses. I won't be too long. Mark said I've got 50 minutes, so... Originally, it was 5. I added the 0. Okay, so I'm just going to start off by reading Hosea 6, verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. So, in some translations, it talks about the knowledge of the Lord. And, you know, when I was going through this stuff, I was reminded, when we get to know people, we get to have a knowledge of people. When we get to read a book or a biography on somebody, we might have an idea of who they were or what they're about, but we never get to have a knowing or knowledge of that person. And, you know... when it talks about the former and the latter rain, now in Israel, the only way crops were watered was by rain. So can you imagine being that farmer, planting your whole crop there and having nothing left and then having to now sit and wait on that rain? Imagine that urge within them now for that rain. Come on, let it rain. Because if it doesn't rain, what have they got? They've got nothing. You know, we take it for granted. We can go to the tap and we can open the tap and go water the garden or water our plants or whatever the case might be. But when you've got to wait for that rain, that anticipation of waiting for that rain. And it says here that we should also know that when we pursue the knowledge of the Lord, he blesses it. Pursue. It must be more than superficial. It must be a pursuit, but we endeavor to know the Lord, especially through his word. He reveals himself to us. So when we look at Hebrews 11:6, I'll just read it for you guys quickly. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, going back to the rain. So, the farmers waited for rain with great anticipation. When we anticipate and wait for God with this kind of earnest expectation, he answers and will come to us. So, how often when we pray to the Lord, when we spend time with the Lord, do we earnestly wait for him? Or is it one of those things where we go, hi, how are you? No, I'm good. Listen, I've got this happening. Don't you want to do this? Okay, cool. Cheers. Bye. And it is like that. I'm sure most of us have been down that road where it's been a case of, Lord, I'm in a hurry this morning. This is what's happening, but please bless my family, bless my day. Okay, bye, and off you go. And then you forget about him. And it's saying, yeah, we need to earnestly wait upon the Lord. We need to earnestly bring those things before the Lord. So, when we get to the former and latter rain, the first rain was to prepare the earth for the seed, and this fell in autumn. So to prepare us for that seed. The second was to prepare the full ear for the harvest, and this fell in spring. So when they talk about the ear, they're not talking about these, you know, when corn grows, the cob at the top, they call that the ear. And you can open that up and check to see if the corn is ready to be picked. So that's what they're talking about when they speak of the ear. So now, when you have a look at that, that was a repeated gift from God. because the rain kept on falling. It was a repeated gift from God. And we need to remember that the Lord has more for us. So if we have a look at Deuteronomy 11, 14, I'll read it for you guys as well. That I will give you the rain of your land in this due season. It's amazing how this is a new season for us, hey, September, spring. The first and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, thy wine, and thy oil. A repeated gift from the Lord. Now, we're going to go on to Hosea 6, 4 to 6. God's heart. Okay. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, it goes away. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and your judgments are like the light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So now when we go back to that morning dew, he's speaking about their faith. Is our faith like that morning dew that just dissipates during the day? It's there for a short period, and then it's gone. Then tomorrow morning, it's there for a short period, and then it's gone. Or is our faithfulness going to be there the whole day, every minute of the day? So, now, we need to look at our hearts. Are our hearts right before the Lord? What are we aiming for? Are we trying to please the Lord in what we do, how we do it, the things that we can gain by what we're doing? Or are we trying to build that relationship with an almighty Father God? I mean, you know, let's open up here a little bit and let our brains wrap around that. Almighty Father God. To be able to have that relationship and to be able to have the fact that He wants us to have that deep and intimate relationship with Him. And He's given us that choice. It's not that we have to unwillingly do it. He wants us to willingly want to do it. He wants us to willingly want to have that relationship with Him. And yet we still tend to turn our backs on it. I mean, this is the creator of the universe we're talking about. So, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice at this time. God's people were still good at bringing sacrifice, but they had forsaken mercy. They had abandoned mercy because they gave up the knowledge of God and truth. God would rather have right hearts full of truth and mercy than sacrifice. Let that hit home. God would rather have right hearts full of truth and mercy than sacrifice. So, now, Israel brought animals for sacrifice, but they never brought themselves as a living sacrifice. And that's what God's asking for. He's asking for us to bring ourselves as that living sacrifice, to lay our hearts down, to lay our lives down for Him. He wants us to have a deep and close relationship with Him. Now, are we willing to give ourselves up as that sacrifice? Are we willing to let everything go and focus solely on Him? To let Him infiltrate our lives completely, to let Him saturate our lives to the fullest. And not to say, Lord, you know, that box over there, don't open it, or, you know, don't go in that door over there. You know, that's when I don't need you, I've got that door. Those things in that box, you know, don't open it, that's what I'm hiding away. Or are we going to let Him go into every little corner of our lives? Are we going to let Him go into every door? That's that deep relationship He wants with us. Every aspect of our lives. every aspect of what we do, that's what he wants. So, lastly, Romans 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Act of worship. So, let's start a new season as described in Romans 12. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brad. I think it's just apt as we've come into spring and we're just trusting for the rain and God taking us deeper into our relationship with him. But we have a prophetic word here this morning, and I don't know if you know what prophecy is. Prophecy is when the Spirit of God actually speaks to us through the gift of prophecy. Just let's be attentive to what the Spirit of God is saying to us. Thank you.
This morning I had a vision of an archer preparing himself to use his bow and arrow. And I sense God saying to us, this is a season of action. It is necessary to position yourself in the supernatural and be able to pick up my prompts and instructions. My ways are not your ways. In me, you die to live, and you give to receive. It is an encounter with my Holy Spirit that enables you to function with ease and accuracy in the spiritual realm. He is the instructor. In archery, coaching and instruction are necessary for success. And so too is it necessary to walk in the Holy Spirit to achieve my purposes and plans. Develop a deep and intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Allow him to be your coach and instructor. He will guide you into all truth. He will instruct you and reveal my ways and empower you to take ground for me and advance the kingdom. It is not my will that any should perish.
Whilst laying in bed with Lily last night, I was thanking God for such a lovely morning with family and a lovely evening with friends. And I was telling Lily how she was... while she was falling asleep, how much she is loved and how she is so wanted. And the words of a song rose out of my spirit. And it's that song that speaks about, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us, how he loves us all. And I just had such a strong sense of how much he loves us, how much he wants us, how much he adores us. And there are people who are hurting. And how he wants those who are hurt, feeling unwanted, unloved, rejected, isolated, to know how much he loves you, how much he wants you, how he wants to enfold us and protect us. And as a parent, all I want to do is wrap my arms around Lily and never let her go. And I have such a sense of God wanting to wrap his arms around us and not let us go. And I just felt the scripture, John 3:16, that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
Let's just summarize what the Lord is saying to us. And I really believe the Lord wants to encourage those. There are some folk here today, maybe you feel distant from the Lord and your relationship with him isn't strong, but he wants to really encourage you. And he wants to tell you that he loves you. And I think that's very important. And you need to know that love, because when you know that you're loved, you can be more than a conqueror going forward. But then also what the word came through Sally, are we ready for action? Are we prepared to be used by the Lord? Are we really going to be the bow in his hand or the arrow that he's going to shoot out? And maybe you're in a place and you need to just evaluate your life. Maybe you've been complacent, maybe you've been holding back, and I want to encourage you to get together with the Holy Spirit and allow him to take you forward in what he's called us to do. But what I also want to encourage you, today is a very different morning. We're doing a quick service, But I want to just say what we're going to be doing now, and we're going to be going fellowshipping outside, is just as important as we worship in Him, as we come under the instruction of God's Word. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And that's what we're going to be doing outside. We're going to be fellowshipping together. So as Brad or Robbie said, if maybe you haven't brought breakfast today, but there's plenty of food around, please stay and hang around, have a cup of coffee with us, and let's share a meal together. This thing of fellowship, we are the body of Christ, and we need one another. And as we just share this time together, may it just be a time of refreshing. May you be encouraged, and may you get into that place where God wants to project you out into something new in Him. So can I pray with you, and then we're going to break and going to have some wonderful fellowship together. Father, we just thank you for this incredible opportunity on this spring day to hear your word, and Lord, to know that we are part of your body. And I just thank you, Lord, as you've encouraged us today, Lord, may as we go out, may we encourage one another as we fellowship around this meal together. And as we leave this, Lord, may we just have a higher view of you. May our lives not just be caught up in the mundane and the normality of life, but may we see you as a God that loves us and a God that is for us and not against us. And that as we walk with you, Lord, we can be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So before you go out, can you greet one another to your left and to your right, those that you haven't said hello to, and then we're going to go outside and there'll be tea and coffee.